Cadre are an up-and-coming group who I can highly recommend you listening to a lot of their back catalogue, as it were. And when I came to this piece, I was aware I didn't want to do it. I couldn't quite put my finger on how I wanted to do it, but I didn't want to do it the traditional way, which, as you'll know, is that you kind of shoot it and then you have a few meetings during the shoot, usually, or sometimes even once you're in the edit, and you meet a few composers and then they pitch and you see whether they see eye to eye and then they go off, and it's almost like a very separate process. It's like a glaze that's then just put on afterwards, and it's sort of, it's integral, but it's also a very separate thing. And I wanted to do something more organic with this that meant that they were on the journey with me right from the beginning, as we were looking at locations almost, and certainly on the shoots, so that I didn't want to get in the edit and use lots of temp, you know, tracks from, you know, some of the best soundtracks, movie soundtracks around the world, and then sort of cobble together something later. I wanted to only use their music all the way through the edit process, and for them to be trying things out, experimenting with music through this. But this idea came about when I saw, there's a little film, you can see it on YouTube, called The Wild Atlantic Way by Solomon Gray. And it's, they went on a, I came across this film, someone knew someone who said, oh, have you ever heard about this band, and they did this thing for this tourist film for Ireland. I love the landscape in Ireland, so I checked it out. And the music is haunting, and they basically travelled down the Wild Atlantic Way with a recording studio in a VW minibus, and they recorded the sounds and sights, if you like, that they saw as they went, be it the local musicians, or the sound of the wind, or a horse galloping across wet sand, or whatever. And they then interwove this into a very contemporary sort of score, selection of very interesting tracks. And I thought, that's it. That's what I want to do. I want them to approach this in that way, and to write music that, you know, is born out of the... they immediately pointed out that the heart of this was about the young generation, the teenagers,